It's coming. Let's run. Joe and I sprinted through the thick snowflakes toward the L platform, pounding up the salt-strewn stairs two at a time, scanned our passes lickety-split, and leapt onto the very first car, just as the warning bell chimed and the doors glided shut. Winners! Joe held his gloved hand up without turning around, and I smacked my mittened palm against his for a muffled high five. He pointed to the front of the car. Hey, Rayleigh, your favorite seats. Must be your lucky day, girl. Excellent. I clamped onto my friend's shoulder and wove after him through the passengers as the elevated train bobbed and swayed. It was a few hours after the rush, and the train was not uncomfortably packed. Joe and I lucked into those first two seats at the front behind the driver. I loved being able to see out to the tracks in front. Made it almost like a carnival ride. As soon as I was settled in my seat, leaning back against the side window, Joe launched into an impassioned critique of my stand-up set. We were both out of breath from our sprint, still buzzing from the adrenaline of recent stage time. I mean, you have to feel good about that bit with the birthday cup, he said. That one is solid. We had just finished 5-minute solo sets at an early evening open mic. I liked the earlier ones, fewer people. Although Joe was trying to get me to commit to a real one, 8 p.m. or later, true showtime, sometime before spring. Other passengers surrounding us in our little section of the train stood either reading or plugged into music or podcasts. Everyone created their own space. Joe's ardent critique of my set didn't register to the average commuter, although a few smiled to themselves, glancing over at him, perhaps catching some of his clever turns of phrase. Since he was in flow, he was still standing, gesticulating, while I gazed up at him. I flung my legs across the seat he had not yet taken and studied him. He was one of those guys who would always be okay. He could easily transition from his office job to any bohemian shenanigans that he may get the urge to dabble in, with a simple change of clothes and an alteration of moose pattern. His set had been perfect. He'd nailed every bit. And for some reason, he always wanted me to do just as well. Okay, now you do mine, he demanded, one gloved hand gripping the upright post as he swayed with the train, the fluorescent overhead lights gilding his dirty blonde hair, bleaching him into overexposure. What did you think? Where do I need to tighten it up? I thought the part about the reunion email was a little meh. Joe, none of it was meh. I'd spent much of his set resisting the urge to tell the people next to me, that's my best friend up there. I think you should just go for the whole 10 minutes next time. It was spot on. The audience was with you the entire time. I think they were disappointed when you were done, honestly. I still think if we got into Second City, it would take our skills to the next level. He scooted a little closer as the train made another stop, but only a few people pushed through the doors before they slid shut again. Improv is an essential skill. Oh, for sure, I said. I just don't know that I'm... Stop saying you don't think you're ready. You never think you're ready for anything. You just need to do. He leaned toward me, grinning and pointing. The train jostled, but he swayed with it. I couldn't help but smile back. City lights flashed by in the windows behind him as we sped through the Chicago Loop, leaving the near south side. The tiny squares of high-rise windows carved bright, symmetrical specks into the dark winter sky. It had finally stopped snowing. I peeked out the front window. The train gobbled up the line of track before us ever more quickly as it picked up speed. So, I nudged his leg with my boot. We're done with our sets. No more secrets. What's the big, exciting thing you're doing this weekend that trumps game night? I was ready to clean up at Telestrations. Joe's smile broadened. He smacked my boots, pushing them to the floor, and took the seat, leaning toward me. I'm proposing to Mia. I straightened away from the window. Shut up! He grinned and grasped a finger of his glove, wiggling his hand free and reaching for an inside coat pocket. Wanna see it?